Yeah.
The Attorney General, sir.
Hello.
Yes, Mr. President.
I still haven't heard from Powell. I've left the call in just a few minutes ago, but...
I wonder if he's in transit.
Well, he's been in transit for quite a while.
Yeah, I haven't said that. I haven't heard back from Howard Becker
yet
either, although he said he'd call me before 5.
Yeah.
I guess he's searching his soul.
Sure. Sure.
Another thought's occurred to me, Mr. President. If we get Baker and Powell doesn't pan out, we might consider this Bill Rehnquist over here that everybody's so high on.
Well, what are his, let me ask you about his, what are his qualifications?
Well, first of all,
he's an assistant attorney general, right?
Yeah, I've been in charge of the Office of Legal Counsel. In fact,
right.
Walsh has stated on a number of occasions, why in the hell don't you put up somebody like Rehnquist?
Yeah.
So I think that would clear.
Right.
He, as I say, is an arch conservative, a great student.
Oh, I understand that,
and a pretty tough guy.
How about the qualification thing? That's the thing.
I would be inclined to believe that there would be no difficulty with it.
How long has he practiced law?
Oh, Bill's been practicing, I guess, at least 15, maybe.
Where is he from?
He's from Arizona.
Arizona.
Of course, he might be tapped with the Kleindienst Goldwater business, but he's pretty eminent.
Did he go to law school there?
I think he went to law school over in Stanford with Ehrlichman, if I'm not mistaken.
Was he?
Just a thought I had. Everybody's so high on his ability and talent.
He's a hell of an able guy.
Yep.
What's his age, about?
Oh, Bill's must be in his late 40s, early 50s.
I think he's younger than that. I think.
Pardon?
How long do you practice law then? He must have.
Must be 15, 18 years at least.
Then he came to the government with us?
Yes.
Then and he's practiced longer than that because he wouldn't be that old. See, 24 plus 14 is only 34, 38, and
he's
40 years old. He may be only 40.
He's past that. I gather he's been practicing longer and has had, really had a lawyer's practice, you know, handling their appeals and advising them.
Has he done appeal work?
Oh, yes, yeah. Sure, he's done quite a bit of appellate work in all of the courts. Has been great before our congressional committees. Just a question of whether or not he'd fall under the category of distinction or not.
Yeah. Well, I suppose in a sense, if you went for him, you might just as well go for Smith, in a sense.
Quite possibly.
They both have sort of the same...
Yeah.
Smith also is distinct. I mean, he's probably a bigger name.
This could very well be a bigger name from the national.
Not in my view. I mean, he's just. I don't consider.
I'm not certain that it would necessarily be so with the bar.
Yeah, the law. I think it would. They're so damn conscious of the.
Yeah.
Of is it a big firm or is it a big city and all that jazz, you know. But
well,
anyway,
it certainly would.
That's right.
For what political benefits you get out of it, it certainly would be a bigger political plus.
What about the other? Of course, I still think we ought to mull around our Irishmen, too. Every play we make to those Catholics is good.
I quite agree. I haven't heard back from Moore and Ehrlichman, but I'm sure I will before too long.
Good. Good. Well, keep me posted if you got any calls.
Well, are you good?
Howard damn well ought to do this now. He just got to do it.
Tell
him we won't take no for an answer.
All right, I'll put it that way, too. Are you going to be available this evening?
Sure.
Okay. We can put a little more of it together.
All right.
All right, sir.